Case number 10,930, Bruce and Leslie Lane, north of boundary of Penelope Acres, approximately 1,886 feet east of Ocean Drive, being Lot 5 within North Shore Development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Please state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Randy Burton. My address is 801 Savannah Road, Lewis, Delaware.
Thank you. And testimony you're about to give, do you swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
There you go, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Randy Burton. As I stated for the record, I am a builder in Lewis, Delaware. Been engaged in the building business here in Sussex County for the last 25 years. Some of you know me. I've come before you. I think this is the third time in the last 12 months I've been here. It used to be my clients chose me for the craftsmanship that we gave to their homes. I think they choose me now because they have complex issues that they want to have taken care of. Nevertheless, we're here for Mr. Bruce and Leslie Lane. Mr. Lane regrets that he's not able to be here. He actually called me about 10 days ago and asked me if we should postpone because something came up with his son who's in school in Florida and he was going to have to be out of town through till Wednesday. I suggested to him that we continue with the process, and he and I discussed what we would talk about tonight, and okay. So we're moving forward. Mr. Lane purchased the property, the lot number 5, also known as 62 Ocean Drive, in 2004 with the intention of renovating the existing structure that was there. Over the course of time, that house has been there, and the elements of the ocean had caused it to be deteriorated to the point where renovation didn't really make sense. So he engaged the services of an architect. I was not involved in that time. I became engaged by Mr. Lane in midsummer of this year. The architect had consulted with the Board of Board of Governors at North Shores, and they had told both Mr. Lane and the architect that he could choose the oceanfront, which is the case in some neighborhoods, but not in North Shores. It's true in other neighborhoods throughout Sussex County that you have oceanfront and you have road frontage, where you can make the election to go oceanfront or road frontage as your frontage. So Mr. Lane then went about designing this home that existed here and that's shown on this plat and that I've also provided some elevation drawings to. On October the 13th, I met, I guess a couple days before that, I think it was October the 6th or something, I met with Denrec and the architect. And after a very long process of dealing with Denrec, we had gotten the approvals from Denrec to build this house. So I brought the drawings here, presented them to Mr. Shockley to building code for review. And then, of course, because it's in a flood zone, it went to planning and zoning for further review there. Mr. Shockley called me and informed me that everything was well in hand, other than the fact that there was an encroachment into the setback and we should either apply for a variance or redo the drawings. I consulted with Mr. Lane and he asked me to look into the variance. I talked with Mr. Lank and then went about making this application. I'm aware that there is one person that is in opposition to it. We also believe that, you know, the first restricting item to this property and what made it necessary for this application to be built, to be made, is the Denrec line limits. You know, when these properties were developed in North Shores in 1964, when the great storm came through after 62 and Danny Anderson built North Shores with his brother, but there was no such thing as a Denrec building line, and you could build further forward. Now that line has continued over the last 45 years to move backward. So this house is built as forward as it possibly can be, actually up to that Denrec building line, and it took us quite a bit of effort. We actually left 50% of the piles of the existing house in the plan in order to accommodate that to happen. There are other variances that have been granted in the North Shores community over many years. I attached a map that I'm sure you probably all already have because I actually got that from Mr. Lank, along with the pictures. One of the things that is talked about in the opposition is that this deck will be 4 feet above the road and thereby the fence would be 10 feet above the road. And that's clearly not true based upon the elevation drawings that you can see there. The deck is, in fact, 3 feet above, and then the fence is only 4 feet above that. What we're applying for is that deck that sits forward of the pool line that comes out into the encroachments. So the entire home was designed not with, with two elements in mind, the ocean front and that structure that comes out the back that presented the problem with the setback. I do believe there's a unique situation here in the fact that the Denrec building line forces this home to be pushed closer to the street. I do not think that in order for him to achieve the type of home that you find there in the North Shores community, that it could be built in the strict adherence to the current zoning. We do not believe that it negatively affects the surrounding neighborhood or deters from the neighbors. In fact, Mr. Lane would have the opportunity to build a fence 10 feet back off of that front yard, and coming up to the side yards, he could be as high as 7 feet with 50% of the top of it being ventilated. So there's no sight line that's going to be diminished at that point. So therefore it's not adversely affecting the adjacent neighbors or the public welfare. There still is, in fact, you can probably see from the survey, the road, there's a pretty substantial right-of-way in North Shores. So even by being closer to the street, there still is well over 30 feet to where the edge of the roadway is. I believe it's actually about 40-some feet. That's about all that I have for you, gentlemen.
All right, Mr. Burton.
Thank you.
Okay, are there questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickers.
It's an in-ground pool, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. You're in a flood zone?
Yes, it is.
Okay. What is the requirement for that you understand for a in-ground, what is your requirement for an in-ground pool?
It is not forward of the Denrec building line, so there is no adverse effect to the flood zone, and that pool is built with 47 pilings underneath.
Okay, good. How about your mechanics for that?
The mechanical equipment will have to be above the flood.
Okay, that's going to have an impact on this.
So your pool was on pilings? It's up?
No, the pool is partially above grade, partially below grade with pile structure and pile caps underneath of it.
What kind of pool
is it? The full crib.
What kind of pool is it?
It's a gunite pool.
Liner?
No, it's full concrete.
Full concrete.
Gunite, okay. Pool.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for Counselor. Approve the 20-foot variance. The in-ground pool has to be, by the ordinance, has to have a, it says, rear or side yard. Now, granting that variance, would that make it a side yard?
Saying the pool has to be placed in the rear or side?
Well, that's the way the ordinance reads, the rear or the side yard. And then
I believe what he's asking for is a front yard setback.
Front yard setback.
Right. Would that make this pool a side yard?
I think you have two separate issues here.
That's right. That's exactly where I'm heading towards.
The first issue is a variance to put a pool in the front yard.
Right. Now what's the
second
other?
Would be the setback.
Okay.
There's a county ordinance against pools in the front yard. I guess that question's for the director.
There's an ordinance says it may occupy the rear or side. It does not say it's referenced at all in the front yard.
Correct.
It would have to meet the setback requirements or be a variance. The question, another question would be, and we might have to research it, was the ocean, since this is an old subdivision, North Shores, was it ever established that the ocean is the front?
Mm-hmm. Oh, gotcha.
You're saying that the original the original front yard setback in North Shores could have been the front, which could have been ocean front. Is that what you're
it's
saying?
It's been established by the commission.
That the bay was the front.
That the,
or the ocean
would
could,
be the
yeah.
front, and then the rear yard becomes a specific setback. And what threw me off was that it showed a 20-foot setback, and we don't have a 20-foot setback on the front. We have either a 30 or a 40.
Right.
So being that says 20, and it's based on documentation from Mearstone Consultants, I wonder if he already established that, and I haven't talked to him to find out.
From Roger?
Yeah.
I think that Roger only, and I'm not certain, I actually tried to get a hold of Roger right before, and then if I'd have seen him back there, I could have gone back and talked to him about it, but I didn't see him until he was walking out. I believe that Roger drew that based upon what Tony Beto of Beto Design Studios had provided him. So, I mean, you could be perfectly right, Lawrence, but I'm not sure.
Okay, the other question would be, private deed restriction on North Shores, is their setback 20 feet?
No. I have spoken with Paul Saldit, and they have no opposition to this being situated where it is. The Board of Governors has not sent a letter in an objection, and the Board of Governors, all of this, we would not have been able to make the application to DENREC or to Sussex County without having had signed off by the Board of Governors. Well, we could have, but the way that they ask their residents to work it down there is to get all of their blessing before they try to go for permitting of drawing. So this has been reviewed by their panel, and Paul Saldit has signed off on it.
Well, I asked that question because it could have been determined that that was the average setback, but we can't use the average on an addition, only on new structures.
Right. And based upon DENREC, this is a renovation. Even though it's a primarily new construction, this is a renovation that we're doing based upon the DENREC permit that we have. I don't know. Do you have a copy of that? I don't think I gave a copy to him, but I can get that for you.
So what I'm trying to get across here is that if that variance affects the front yard setback, I agree. Okay. That's the front yard setback. But when you step into the pool, it says rear, required rear or side yard. Now I said.
And Lawrence has posed the question, which is front?
That's right. Okay, now
if the front is in fact.
That's right.
The end where the lands of North Shore Board Governors it, then they meet that front setback and the rear setback.
Yes.
At the same time.
Right. But then we don't need a variance.
That's correct. No. However, if the front is considered to be ocean drive.
But the commission, if they establish the ocean to be the front, and they do it on the bays on occasion, they haven't done it for years, but years ago they did a lot. They establish the ocean at the front, they can determine what the setback is on the rear. You don't just go to 10 foot because you back the car out of a garage, you end up right in the right of way.
Right.
Before you'd even see.
Mm-hmm.
So they would usually make it greater, and that's what made me think about the 20, if that wasn't the case.
So the question is where's the front, because this may not be able to happen at all.
That's right.
No, I don't know. I just brought that
got
up
there.
The question. I was thinking the same way as Mr. Rippert is, because the pool is in
it's
the front.
Scary.
It is scary.
I had my ordinance out. I just showed it to Sue.
Just for your information for the board, it reads also then, if you do, it also reads you need a 4-foot. You're going to put a 3-foot fence in there. The ordinance says you got to have a 4-foot fence.
It is a 4-foot fence, but the pool deck is 3 feet above the ground, Mr. Rickard, and then the fence is 4 feet above that.
Oh, okay. What I'm saying here is that
there is a 4-foot. That's a public health and safety requirement that there be a 4-foot fence around
correct.
The pool. So that's that would happen.
So there are some issues here that we have to.
Yeah, we'll probably leave the record. Maybe leave the record. The hearing open.
Yeah. Give the office enough time to
research and then come back this with when they were ready. Okay?
Well, can I ask a question of procedure? If the P&Z office determines that the ocean, the commission did deem at some point that the ocean can be used as frontage in North Shores, which was interesting that Paul Salter had recommended that, so maybe he has some experience someplace where it was, there would be no need to come back here. It would be an over-the-counter building permit at that point, as long as the back, the Ocean Drive side, is not encroaching into the setback that is prescribed with that. Is that correct? Or would I have to come back procedurally just to close this out?
Yeah, you'd have to come back to the board.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
You'd have to come back to the board to close this out.
Not as a new hearing, just as a continuation.
Right, I understand, to finalize.
You'd have to come back to the board.
Okay.
Because the other reason would be you're putting up a 7-foot fence, basically, in a front yard.
In a front yard.
How are we doing that? If we...
You're only like 3.5 feet high.
Right.
And you got to have a 4-foot fence around the pool so it doesn't work automatically. But.
Right.
So we need to look at that and make see it. But then if it becomes a rear, then it's not a question. As long as there's no obstruction of view.
Okay. So my point was, Mr. Chairman, there was other issues than just...
Sure.
So the board knows there were...
As I said, my clients have been hiring me because that they think I specialize in other issues.
Oh, yeah, well. They're getting their money's worth tonight.
Seems like it.
Mr. Burton, I don't know which way, I have an idea which way we're going to motion this evening, and whether we leave the hearing open for just the clarification purposes or otherwise. You have 5 standards that you have to convince us that you meet. And from your testimony, I've heard that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood and a minimum to afford relief. But the other 3 standards, I'm not quite convinced that you meet those standards, being one being uniqueness, that you know the property can't be developed in strict conformity, that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and it's not created by the applicant. So if you'd like to address those now, I would suggest that you do so.
I don't have a way to effectively address those issues right now for you, Mr. Mills.
Okay.
And I wouldn't be willing to listen to that now until we, and what I'm saying is till you're straight and you know how they answer the standards for a variance. But just be prepared when you do get.
I understand.
That decision, okay.
So if we only leave this hearing open for clarification, then that would be the only reason we'd leave it open, and you'd be still left hanging as far as addressing those standards.
What are your questions, Mr. Mills?
There's 5 standards for granting a variance.
Understood.
One being uniqueness. You have to convince us that there's a certain uniqueness about this property that limits the strict conformity of developing the property.
Get the answer to that we, our position in that has been that the DENREC line requires that we push this building closer to Ocean Drive than what even many of the houses in North Shores that exist sit at. I mean, there are many homes in there that are forward of where the maximum frontage of this property would be. So the forces of nature over the course of the last 40 years have diminished the buildable envelope of this property. That's number one.
Okay. The other would be that your request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't know that having a swimming pool was necessary to enable reasonable use. But you may be able to convince us otherwise.
The reasonable use of the property is at this point that, and I know that this then falls into the next one, that it's been created by the applicant because... there has been over 2.5 years of planning and a great deal of expense, and I know that's not the cause of the adjustment hearing to overrule, but there would have to go back to the entire process of redesigning this entire structure to make it work, because you can see by the way that enters onto the pool, it all ties in together. The entire first floor of the house is focused around those 2 features, the ocean side and the pool side.
Okay.
That's the best answer I can give you, Mr. Mills.
Thank you.
Good. Okay. All righty, are there any further questions? Hearing none. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, we received a letter in opposition.
Okay, one letter. Okay.
For what reasons?
In reviewing the Board of Adjustment standards for granting a variance, as is our right as an adjacent property owner, we do not feel that the above ground pool, pool deck, and pool fence as submitted by the applicant are necessary for reasonable use of the property. Although we have no objection to the Lanes building a pool on their property, the pool deck and fence are designed to be approximately 10 feet above existing street grade, which would create a visual obstruction on both Ocean Drive and to our home at 64 Ocean Drive. Granting a 20-foot variance to a 30-foot setback would allow the structure to be located within 10 feet of the Ocean Drive property line, thereby creating such visual obstruction. Karen and Milton Schneiderman.
Thank you. Hearing no other opposition, the chairman will entertain a motion.
It is.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to case number 10,930, I would make a motion that we leave the hearing open for clarification as to whether the variance is necessary or other issues.
Do you have a second to that motion?
I have a second to Mr. Mills. It's open, leaving it open.
Okay.
Until the next regular meeting.
Our next regular meeting, Mr. Mills, or leave it
yes.
open?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't get that part. Okay. All those in favor of the motion? That would be same reasons? Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the same reasons.
Okay. Mr. Milton, yeah.
That's my reason.
Mr. Rick?
For the same reasons.
And Mr. Calloway for the same reasons. Okay, all those in favor then?
Aye.
Aye. So, case number 10,930 will be left open to our next regular meeting.
Very good. Thank you, gentlemen.
As for again, for the to see if the variance is necessary and for any other reasons that you may find on that. Thank you, sir.